Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Happy Monday, everybody. It is May 7th, 2018. Welcome to episode 21 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Lots going on today. Like you heard in the opening, thanks again to our sponsors at soscustomtees.com. Right now, if you go there, they got the brand new A-Game Austin Jordan t-shirt. They got the brand new Team Mulligan t-shirt. May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. And so for every t-shirt that is sold, every Team Mulligan shirt that's sold, we're going to donate $1 to Huntington's Research. SOS Custom Tees is going to donate $1 to Huntington's Research. And my great friend Mark Whitman from the Double Dropkick Show is going to donate $1. So for every I'm pretty excited about that. Our goal is to sell 100 t-shirts in May. We're creeping along on that. But for every t-shirt sold in May, $3 going to the Huntington's Disease Society of America. So thanks to all our great friends. Thanks to people who bought a t-shirt. You can check those out. SOScustomTees.com. Really good stuff. And again, appreciate their sponsorship and support. So in this episode of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, we're going to look back at some of this weekend's shows. I'm going to have results from EWF and the big match that's been signed for May 19th. I'm going to have an update on Battlezone's next show for you. I've also got an interview with Josh Powers and TK Start from Pro Wrestling Turbo. I'm going to have previews of Willie DeMaio, which is actually tonight, APW and PCW this weekend, and also SWA this weekend. I'm going to talk about some other upcoming shows in the region here over the next couple of weeks and months as some promotions have announced some new dates. And then I'm going to talk about what's coming on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network this week. You can sign up today for your free trial at soscustomnetwork.com. And then for our patrons this week, behind the scenes, I'm going to answer some questions that I got from our patrons. I'm going to talk about some of my ring announcing bloopers from last weekend and a moment that I'll never forget. I'm going to give you some thoughts on how some recent shows have been promoted. And I'm going to talk a little bit, we've talked about this on the Double Dropkick Show before, that wrestling sometimes can be an echo chamber. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means and how to break into that wrestling echo chamber. So it's going to be a great week, not only on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, but also behind the scenes. So let's look back at some of this weekend's shows. I saw on Facebook, Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment. They were running in McCall, South Carolina. They run there at the Pentecostal Church, and they've been having really good crowds down there. Cowboy Mason Moore wrestled there this weekend, said it was a really hot crowd. Again, you go on Facebook, Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment, reached out to them for different results and things, and just have had, just not a lot of communication there. Kind of an offshoot of their promotion, Carolina Wrestling Entertainment. They were supposed to be at Dillon High School in Dillon, South Carolina. I haven't seen anything other than the flyer about that show. So if you went to that show, please message me. I haven't heard any confirmation that this show actually happened. It wasn't listed on the Athletic Commission website, but I would love to have some details on that. And I'll have a little bit more about that behind the scenes. Cooter Fest was down in Allendale this weekend. CWA announced, it was a one-time only thing. So I mentioned behind the scenes last week. It does not look at this point that CWA in Orangeburg is going to be making a comeback. And then in Fort Mill, the big Strawberry Festival, they always put on Friday and Saturday. They do multiple wrestling shows. Lots of great folks there. If you follow social media, Big Country announced he was not going to be able to be there. He was back in the hospital. He's hoping to be home today or in the next couple of days. And obviously, we send our thoughts and prayers and well wishes as the big man just trying to get back on track and overcome this injury. But the Strawberry Festival, again, drew some good crowds and always some good legends out there. And always when you talk to the wrestlers involved, they mention this event as, if you can get on this card, they treat you so well. And I'm sure with everybody involved, that was the case this weekend. So if you got to go to any of those shows, again, these are kind of more spot shows or whatever. But if you attended, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear how the Strawberry Festival, Cooter Fest, and those other shows went. Saturday night, I was up in Far City, North Carolina for EWF. I was filling in as the ring announcer, and a crowd of a little over 200 enjoying the show there. Some great action in the pre-show. They were going to present Austin Bullock with the new Mid-Atlantic Championship belt. And as Austin Bullock is coming out to the ring and getting ready to have this presentation, Jamie Lee came out, stole the belt. And that would become a theme throughout the night. We got some good opening action. Adam Jackson defeated Chase Loveless. Dare I say, with the help of his unbookables mates, Bryce Anthony and Boomer Payne, the Sons of Steel, an excellent opening match. The tag team titles were on the line. Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton took on Jamie Lee and Ben Wright. And during this match, Austin Bullock got a little bit of revenge and came out and retook what was rightfully his, that Mid-Atlantic Championship title. Hamrick and Anton got the win and continue their win streak as tag team champions. In the Battle of the Veterans, Cruiser Lewis and Boogie Richards faced off. Tyler Storm, the referee in this match, there were multiple times that Boogie Richards had the match won, and Tyler Storm with his patented slow count probably cost Boogie the victory. Cruiser Lewis got the win, but I'm going to tell you, there was some miscommunication between Cruiser Lewis and his manager, Jerry Leonard. Some miscommunication there. And even as they were headed to the back, they did not appear to be on the same page to me. They came right by the announce table, and it's going to be interesting moving forward. What's going on there? So I'm interested to continue to see this relationship between Cruiser Lewis and Jerry Leonard evolve. We had a triple threat tag team match. The Sons of Steel, Bay, TK Stark and Josh Powers, and the Cocky Little Brats, Aston and Tristan. Again, triple threat match. In the end, everything kind of broke loose. Cocky Little Brats went to kick one of the Sons of Steel's accidentally, gave a double super kick to TK Stark. And Josh Powers just snapped. Josh Powers snapped, straight up kicked, kicked one of the Cocky Little Brats right with a low blow. And then he and TK Stark got the win. So it's a big win. But the crowd was shocked. And even when TK Stark realized what had happened, he's kind of trying to calm Josh Powers down. And then to the surprise of everybody, joined in on the post-match beatdown. So we're seeing a side of Bay that we haven't seen before. But again, they got the win. And at the end of the day, that really is what it's all about. Austin Bullock had his first title defense of that Mid-Atlantic heavyweight title a great match with Oscard. I thought Oscard had the match won as he hit his big splash and went for the pin. And Austin Bullock showing a great deal of poise. And he was able to get Oscard in a roll-up, a small package, and get the win and make his first successful title defense. And in the main event, what a main event it was. BB Naturally defending the EWF heavyweight title against Derek Driver. And as you know, at the last EWF show, Derek Driver came out and attacked BB Naturally. Gene Perry, the referee for this match, and of course, as always, Perry James in the corner of Derek Driver. Really back and forth match. In my opinion, Derek Driver probably BB Naturally's defended against a lot of great talent here in his EWF title run. But Derek Driver, man, he definitely the toughest opponent he's faced so far. Toward the end, Gene Perry gets caught in the middle, gets knocked out. And to the dismay of everyone, Tyler Storm comes out, tries to do a fast count. BB Naturally was able to kick out. Derek Driver hit him with another move. Again, Tyler Storm went with the fast count. BB Naturally able to kick out again. Perry James was beside himself. Finally, Gene Perry starts coming to. He's not aware that Tyler's even in the ring. Derek Driver hits the fisherman suplex. Both referees count at the same time. Tyler goes to award the championship to Driver. Gene goes to award the championship to BB Naturally. And chaos ensued. It was absolute pandemonium and chaos. Nobody knew what had happened. While all this is going on, Gene and Tyler get into it. Gene finally has had enough, pushed Tyler down. Crowd erupted. Something they've been wanting to see for months. And then the word came from the EWF officials. And this is the big one. Huge announcement. I'll have a lot more on this behind the scenes of my experience with this. But it was announced on May 19th, right there in Forest City, that the title has been held up, that both men's shoulders were down. There were two referees. They both made a legitimate three count. It wasn't as if one was a fast count. They counted the three the same way. So it's an unclear winner. And that's honestly what it was. It was an unclear winner. So the title's held up. It's going to be BB Naturally versus Derek Driver on May 19th. Gene Perry will be the referee, and Perry James will be banned from ringside. He has been getting involved in the matches. He got involved Saturday night, and behind the scenes, I'll talk a little bit more about Perry James' reaction when it was announced that he would be banned from ringside. It is a moment that I will never forget. So check him out, EWF Carolinas. On Facebook. Again, it's going to be a great show. May 19th, lots of things happening. What's next for the Unbookables? What's next for Bay? And who's going to walk out tag team champions that night? Who knows? Let me give you an update on Battlezone Wrestling's next show. They had their show originally, Animus, scheduled for May 12th in Simpsonville. There was a death in the extended family of a member of the Battlezone team. And so that caused a postponement of this show. And it will be now June 23rd, same place, June 23rd at the Simpsonville Activity Center. You can still get your tickets at soscustomtees.com/tickets. And if you'd already bought tickets for May 12th, obviously those tickets are going to be good for June 23rd. And even if you're on the ticket site and it still says, may not be updated yet, but if it says May 12th, again, those tickets are still going to be good for the June 23rd, 23rd show. However, and this is just part of wrestling, with the card being moved, there will need to be some changes to the card. However, Michael Judas still making his first title defense of that U.S. title, and then all your favorite Battlezone stars will also be in action that night. And hoping it's possible that next week on this show, I am hoping to announce a huge match for June 23rd. Hoping and praying things get worked out. But again, Battlezone Wrestling will be in Simpsonville on June 23rd. We've got another great card coming your way May 25th as Pro Wrestling Turbo makes its debut at the Kroc Center in Greenville. And the other night I had the opportunity to sit down with Josh Powers and TK Stark and talk about the genesis of Pro Wrestling Turbo and what fans can expect on May 25th. Hey guys, like I said, Heath Mulliken, South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I am joined by Josh Powers and TK Stark. And before we get into the main topic, since I got you guys on the show, Josh, let's start with you. What got you into wrestling to begin with?
I was at my buddy's house and he was like, "Hey man, you'll like this." And he showed me an episode of SmackDown and we watched Undertaker versus Big Daddy V. And for some reason, that's what I was like, "Oh man, like I really want to do that." And so I showed up to a wrestling show and I was like, "Hey, I want to be a wrestler." And they're like, "All right, brother." And they beat me up for a few weeks and here we are.
Here we are. So how long have you been wrestling now?
I've been in for 7 years now.
Awesome. TK, what about you, man?
It all started in 2002. I had my Dragon Ball Z magazines and in the back was a WWF trading card section, featurette.
You're such
a nerd. Said, "Oh, this is it. That stupid stuff my friend Robert watches." Later that night, there's nothing to do. Dad's working, so I got the TV to myself. I start channel surfing, and I see that stupid wrestling stuff my friend Robert's into, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to watch this and see how stupid it looks." And now I'm at a wrestling show doing a podcast because I'm a pro wrestler now.
Destiny.
Now you guys just started doing the Bay Tag Team maybe just over a year ago, or was it quite a year ago?
Pretty much.
Ish. Sounds about right.
And I think the first time I saw you guys was at an EWF show at the old Mooresboro place. We were hanging out.
That's pretty much where we do the gimmick. So that sounds about right.
It's been our second time tagging.
Yeah.
First time under that name. So in canon.
So I saw the debut.
You saw the genesis, if you will. So that was just TK going off of his Top Shelf thing and be like, "Oh, we should be a frat." And I was like, "Yeah, I got nothing else going on. My tag team partner's moving away."
Right.
Because as we all know, Anthony Genazzo stabbed me in the back worse than Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty and moved to California. Anthony, I know you're listening, and I still hate you.
My tag team partner stabbed me in the back by blowing out his leg and
quitting the business.
Going into semi-retirement. So
right.
Pick up the pieces.
So now, May 25th.
May 25th.
Huge show Friday night in Greenville. Talk about the genesis of Pro Wrestling Turbo. You know, brand new promotion, but what can fans expect when they come out that night?
Would you like to take this?
Yes. So we have a friend in Florida. We kind of cut our teeth in the Florida wrestling scene in 2016. Thanks to my exodus and regenesis into South Carolina.
Thanks to my ex-wrestling dad, Anthony Genazzo.
That might be a story for another podcast. Anyways,
that'd be
Florida.
A shoot interview on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network.
Brother, let me tell you.
Give me 3 hours and 2 cases of beer, and I'll be able to tell you all of it.
Okay.
So we made some buddies in Florida. One of them ended up moving here, and he used to help promote. We founded and promoted Future Wrestling. Drew a crowd of 4,000 once upon a time.
Wow.
Did some tours in South America, sold like 11,000 tickets in Peru for a tour.
He came back and said there needs to be more wrestling in the upstate, and we wanted to, as wrestlers, so we like to think of this as for us, by us, FUBU, except it's FUBU, because it's for
that's
wrestlers.
That's what FUBU stands for.
That's what FUBU stands for.
I had a pair of FUBUs in sixth grade because they looked like Nike Shocks, but my mom didn't want to spend money on Nike Shocks.
I looked at a few in a window. So it's for wrestlers, by wrestlers, so all of our colleagues, if there's more places to hone your craft, there's more places to for fans to see you, there's more places for everybody to collectively evolve as wrestlers.
Yeah, and some feedback that we've already been getting before our first show is, we're using a lot of local guys, a lot of guys that fans are familiar with. We're also bringing in guys like Chip Day and Joe Black.
Yeah.
Eventually going to bring in Wheeler Yuta from Beyond Wrestling.
Yeah.
And we're looking to bring in guys from North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia and Florida that Carolina fans don't get to see.
That's right.
We have Battle Zone, we have Golden Corner, we have Three Count, we have all these great promotions some of which I've forgotten in the upstate of South Carolina. But it's going to be a place where fans can come and see guys from other places that you're not going to get to see other places. So we think that's what really sets us apart. We've got some hopefully big plans for expansion. We want this to become in the future potentially a regional thing. Not just run Greenville.
Right.
So if you have a venue and you want to bring us in for a show, hit us up at facebook.com/prowrestlingturbo.
Or prowrestlingturbo.com.
Or at prowrestlingturbo.com. We should plug the website too. And then Twitter at WrestlingTurbo and Instagram at prowrestlingturbo. We just want it to be a place that's different, a place that guys in the area can step in the ring with the top guys from other places and really show what they've got. And plus downtown Greenville, we've got a great venue at the Kroc Center. It's just literally within we walked from downtown Greenville.
We talked to a lady today who said, "Wow, this is just like the Memorial Auditorium because nobody's filled that lot in the 21 years it's been open." So other than the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, from what I've seen in my 26 years living in Greenville, the Kroc Center is the premier place to have an event.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. That's where I beat Matt Hardy once upon a time.
In the middle of the ring clean?
Miller and clean, brother. You know, 1, 2, 3. I kicked out Twist to Fight.
Ichi ni san.
Tell you what.
It's Japanese.
But yeah, so May 25th, come out. It's going to be, so far we've announced TK Stark and Joe Black.
Yes.
We've announced Chip Day versus Tracer X.
Okay, I didn't see that announcement. I'm excited for Chip Day. Longtime wrestler in the Georgia scene, now making a name up in PWX. To see him coming to South Carolina, I hope that opens up some doors. You know, guys coming to South Carolina, getting their license, it opens doors for some other places.
Yeah, and one of our goals, one of the things that we've seen in the past is just the way the wrestling companies have started to collaborate with each other and make wrestling healthier. Because It, as long as I've been here,
the culture
has been in wrestling.
The culture in the last 2 years has really changed from what we saw in the first few.
Yeah. It's not this dog eat dog world anymore. That's where it's like, oh, how dare you paper my parking lot? I'm gonna post your event flyer on Facebook and write canceled across the front of it.
Right.
It's not that anymore. It's like, hey, like, how can we help each other? Like, you're running on a different date than me. Like, the fans want to see more wrestling.
That's right. Fans
want to see more good wrestling, and you know, we want companies like Three Count and Battlezone and us to have like almost a working kind of relationship.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, hey, like, because we have better shows and Three Count has better shows and Battlezone has better shows, we all end up having better shows in the end.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, since starting this podcast, you know, my philosophy is, and with the SOS Custom Network, like, everybody can prosper. Like, there are enough wrestling fans in the upstate. There's enough great wrestlers. And so, man, I wish you guys the best. So if somebody's listening to this, where can they go and get tickets and make sure they're there Friday, May 25th?
Everything links to everything. The official Facebook event might be the easiest way to find the URL to buy tickets. Yep. Our tickets are hosted by Ticket Leap. The URL is prowrestlingturbo.ticketleap.com/ignition. If you type in Ticket Leap and then just put Wrestling Turbo or Pro Wrestling Turbo in the search as well, it's the first thing that you're going to see on the Google page.
So, if you go like our Facebook page, like I said, that's Pro Wrestling Turbo. Like our Instagram, it's the same thing, Pro Wrestling Turbo. Our Twitter is Wrestling Turbo because Twitter has
Pro Wrestling Turbo is too long.
Couldn't handle three more letters, Twitter. What a powerhouse of a company you are. So yeah, go follow us on those. We post the links like 3 or 4 times a week because we really want people to buy tickets
to this. You guys have been doing a really good job on social media from the get-go. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, wherever, if you go to doubledropkick.com in the show notes, I'll have links to all this stuff. And guarantee you, whatever Pro Wrestling Turbo's doing, you're going to hear about it here. Because like I said, it's all about promoting wrestling in the Carolinas and Georgia and just helping everybody prosper and get some great wrestling out there. Any final thoughts, TK or Josh?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheJoshPowers. Got to get those numbers up. Those are dismal.
My Facebook and Instagram are facebook.com/TKWrestles, Instagram TKWrestles, TK Stark on Twitter. The Twitch page, we have a Twitch page.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. We totally glossed over this. Yeah.
I didn't. I was just going to, the surprise. Hey, we're going to do this thing.
So, we didn't talk about this. When's this going to come out?
The snake is out of the bag.
Monday.
Oh, great. Whatever. I'm not going to tell them what day it is so they don't know when you record it. This is an evergreen episode. We actually record it in January.
Oh, okay.
So that he could just post it whenever he ran out of material. Anyway, so if you go to Twitch, what's the Twitch?
Twitch.tv/ProWrestlingTurbo.
Yeah, right, we're gonna stream shows on there.
Awesome.
There's gonna be some schedules to come.
You can catch a live angle of the show on Twitch. It would be inferior to buying a ticket. The kicker is on the after the following Raw, after the show. The goal is to have the entire fully produced show, multiple camera angles, quality sound, commentary, etc., lower thirds, graphics, all the good stuff that you would expect like from a guy that works at the TV station.
Right.
Yeah, that should be dropping online hopefully at 11:15 ish.
Awesome. So twitch.tv/ProWrestlingTurbo.
Yep, just like all the other cool companies these days. Awesome. doing on Twitch. You can either watch Fortnite streams or watch wrestling, and as hard of a choice as that is, I think you should choose us.
Yes, I'm just waiting for someone to incorporate Fortnite into a wrestling angle.
I know Classless Mason Miles is currently selling Fortnite themed T-shirts, so go check out Classless Mason Miles. Oh man,
he owes me a beer now.
Yo, somebody's booked this. It's like an arena wide Falls Count Anywhere match with like 20 dudes, and like every few minutes the area shrinks down further and further until it's all in the ring.
All right, copyrighted. No.
I'm mailing myself an IP.
We're just claiming IP right now.
Yeah, I'm claiming it. Josh, this
I just
is
said
a
copyright. That's all I gotta do. Copyright.
We thought it first.
I took a copyright.
See you in court, kid.
There's one or two more steps. Copyright. No. Whatever, bro. Keith. If that is your real name.
I feel like the Athletic Commission might have a problem with the shrinking arena.
Is your full name Heathcliff?
No.
It should be. Thanks for having us on the show, Heathcliff.
You ever thought about starting a restaurant, calling it the Heath Bar?
Listen, I don't really like
this podcast jumped the shark already.
Bye.
Hey, thanks to Josh and TK. Don't forget, May 25th, Pro Wrestling Turbo, Croc Center in Greenville.
Shift into Turbo.
Check it out.
So I want to thank Josh and TK again for giving me the time, and I will be at Seneca Fest on May 25th. Man, if you're an upstate wrestling fan, you got two great cards, two different cards. You're going to see, Seneca Fest. You're going to see more old school wrestling, Pro Wrestling Turbo. You're going to see more of the modern stuff. So whatever you like, you're gonna find something you like on May 25th. So, this is a busy week as well. Today, tonight, don't know when you're listening to this, but on May the 7th, it's Willie DeMaio, right there in Spartanburg, at Willie Taco in Spartanburg. I've actually got a meeting there on Wednesday, and so I'm disappointed I'm not going to be able to go tonight. I've got a meeting. Wrestling starts at 4:30. Check this deal out. They're going to have live music, Lucha Libre Wrestling. Scheduled to appear that I've seen, Brady Pierce, John Schuyler, Rob Killjoy, Tracer X, Josh Powers, Jackson James. $10 gets you into the wrestling and also gets you a taco bar. So they got the live music, They're going to have face painting. This is a fundraiser for the United Way and Partners for Active Living. So it's for a good cause. Great wrestling. Going to go from about 4:30 to 10. So you can go out and check out the great wrestling there. It's at Willie Taco in Spartanburg. Go check that out. And I would love to hear from you. Love to hear how the show went. Also, this weekend, APW returns in Chester, South Carolina, there at the APW Arena. Zuka King is going to have the championship celebration to celebrate his first reign as APW heavyweight champion, to celebrate the biggest win of Zuka King's career. Also, on that night, this is a night we've all been hoping for, and that is the return of TJ Boss. No matter how you feel about his tactics and his allegiances, it's always good to see a young man return to the ring, and TJ Boss will return to action following that injury back in January. And TJ Boss and Zuka King didn't seem to be on the same page at the last APW show. And what is Jacoby Boykins' role in all of this? You can find out Friday night at the APW Arena there in Chester. PCW is going to be at Vive Church in Columbia, also Friday night, May 11th. They've announced a lot of matches. Four matches so far announced. Drew Adler taking on Billy Brash. That's going to be a great match. Don't know that haven't seen those guys in singles competition. Tracer X takes on Malachi Matthews. Ethan Case is going to challenge Kevin Ray for the Soda City Championship. Ethan Case on a championship roll right now. Can he add another title to his collection? And then I mentioned earlier the injury to Big Country. He's been out for a little over a month. Big Country is scheduled to defend the PCW heavyweight title against James Johnson. Again, as soon as you can follow Palmetto Championship Wrestling on Facebook, and I'm sure they'll update things as we go along. Again, hoping Big Country can be there and defend the title. But just know that he, you know, like I said, he was in the hospital over the weekend, but we wish him a speedy recovery. Saturday night, I'll be down in East Denali again. SWA will be looking at the aftermath from Resurrection, where they had two big cage matches, crowned a new number one contender, and should be a great show. They had a standing room only crowd at Resurrection just a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be talking a little bit more about SWA here in just a few moments. Other upcoming shows here in the region, May 18th, PWX Pure for PWX Pure 2 returns to Hebron Hall. No matches announced yet for that. I plan to be at that show, hoping to be there, should be there. And then that same weekend, PWX The Final Chapter, May 20th, John Schuyler and Corey Hollis. This is it. This is it. This is the end of the feud. And it's going to end in an I Quit steel cage match. It is one you don't want to miss there, May 20th. Again, PWX Wrestling on Facebook, PWX Pure as well. May 25th, Friday night, Golden Corner Wrestling is going to be in Seneca. Gillette Gym, I cannot say the word. I cannot say the name of the gym, but it's there where Seneca Fest is going to be. That's on a Friday night, same night as Pro Wrestling Turbo. OSCW announced this weekend their upcoming dates, July 15th, September 9th, and November 11th down there in Hanahan, South Carolina. WrestleForce, this is big news. WrestleForce is going to return July 14th at the Filling Station in Casey, South Carolina. And if you want to know about all the upcoming shows in the region in South Carolina, again, the promotions that we follow and the promotions lot that have reached out to us. You can go to doubledropkick.com, click on that events tab, and you can get all the information about where and when and these shows are happening and how you can get tickets. Yeah, it is your one-stop shop for wrestling information. Also, at doubledropkick.com, click on the results. Let's say you missed a show. You just want to find out who won. You want to find out who the champions are. Click on the results tab. You can get all that information. Coming up this week on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network, again, soscustomnetwork.com. You can sign up for a free 7-day trial. And after that, it's only $4.99 a month. $4.99 a month. We got this week, lots of stuff being added. Good night. Lots of stuff being added. Well, I'm going to have Driving to Work, Episode 2. This is the show that I'm doing when I have an opportunity to ride to a show with a wrestler. We pick a topic, we talk about it, and on this episode, had an opportunity to talk with Boomer Payne on the topic, don't bite the hand that feeds you in wrestling. So Boomer had a lot of great thoughts, shared some different situations that had happened where maybe guys didn't handle business the way they should have. He talks about promoters, some of the shadiness sometimes that goes on in wrestling and how it's always better when people can work together. Again, on episode 1, we talked about entrance music in wrestling, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the big thing this week on the network is a cage match. Cage match craziness. I'm going to be uploading from December 2016, the Battle Zone Christmas for Kids. In the cage, Sons of Steel and Ricky Chastain taking on Cruiser Lewis, Josh Powers, and Anthony Genazzo. From December 2017, EWF, Sons of Steel defending the EWF Tag Team titles in the cage against Eric Anton and Chris Hamrick. EWF Heavyweight title on the line in a cage, Cruiser Lewis versus Big Country. From SWA's Resurrection Show, their two big cage matches. The Dog Collar cage match between SWA Premier Champion Scott Mason defending against Xander Ramon. I'll have that match uploaded. Going to have the Hardcore cage match between Lane Cross and Billy Starr. That's going to be on the network. I'm also some other non-cage matches to kind of commemorate the upcoming I Quit cage match between Corey Hollis and John Schuyler. We'll go back to happier times when they teamed up in WrestleForce against the END. I'll also be uploading some great stuff from Three Count and Golden Corner Wrestling. Again, we add content to the network every Wednesday. Already close to 10 hours of content. After this week, there will probably be 12 hours of content. And again, content added every week for the low, low price of $4.99 a month. It really is one of the best deals in wrestling. That's what we give you here. We give you great deals. You're going to get great deals on t-shirts. You're going to get great deals on a wrestling network. And if you want to be a patron, that's an even better deal. $1 a month. You get behind the scenes. You get into the private Facebook group. And it's great, great stuff. Patreon.com/doubledropkick. Again, behind the scenes this week, I'm going to be answering some questions from some of our patrons. I'm going to share with you some of my ring announcing bloopers from last weekend, plus a moment that I'll never forget. I'm going to give you some thoughts on how some recent wrestling shows have been promoted. And then I'm going to talk about breaking into the wrestling echo chamber and why the echo chamber is a really bad thing. So thanks for all your support. This week, Mark and I return to the studio, and we'll have another great episode of the Double Dropkick Show coming out this Friday. Who knows what we're going to talk about? We had some great conversations last time. But thanks, as always, for your support. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, that's where you can subscribe, download, rate, and review. Why don't you do it right now? You've just finished this great episode. Give us a rating and review. But for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, this is Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.